What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our Friday morning look. Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. Ricardo Martinelli's legal team filed a criminal complaint against the prosecutor who a week ago requested the maximum penalty for the former president for alleged money laundering during the final stretch of the trial of the new business case. This is the specialized prosecutor against organized crime, Elmeldo Marquez. The complaint also reaches businessman Henry Mizrachi, whom Martinelli's lawyer, Roniel Ortiz, identifies as the protected witness in the new business case. Both are accused of the alleged commission of the crime of falsehood and illicit association to commit a crime. Now, Ortiz filed the complaint on Thursday in the company of Jessica Canto and Shirley Castañedas, two inseparable lawyers from Martinelli. In it, it is alleged that Marquez and the second liquidating judge, Maloisa Martinez, allowed Mizrachi to travel abroad in 2020, despite the fact that he supposedly has the precautionary measure preventing him from leaving the country. According to Ortiz, the prosecutor and the judge have taken actions to have allowed Mizrachi not to attend the new business trial, which was held from May the 23rd to the 2nd of June, and in which the main defendant is Martinelli. Throughout the process, Martinelli's defense tried to separate Judge Martinez from the case. On the first day of the hearing, for example, Oliver Kiel Miranda appearing, claiming that he had a power of attorney to act as Martinelli's substitute attorney. Kiel asked her to separate the judge from the case, claiming to have had a sentimental relationship with her. The judge denied that request and the case moved forward. Previously, a challenge was also filed against the judge, which was also dismissed. On June the 2nd, Martinez announced that she is taking advantage of the 30-day period granted by law to communicate her decision. The public ministry requested the maximum sentence, that's for 13 people, including Martinelli, as well as an acquittal for two defendants, Jack Batesh Hassan and his son, Salomon Batesh Batesh. Prosecutor Marquez, over and over again, assured that the crime of money laundering was proven. There are even already confessions and sentence agreements. Through the collection of funds from state contracts, which were deposited in the basket account of the company New Business Services in Global Bank, this money was used to buy the shares of Editora Panama America S.A. when Martinelli was in power. The New Business basket account recorded deposits of $43.9 million in the last 15 days of 2010. The payment of $178.2 million in bribes during the government of Ricardo Martinelli is the conclusion which is reached by the Central Operative Unit of the Spanish Civil Guard, as announced this Thursday in the Spanish digital newspaper El Confidencial. The report was prepared at the request of the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor of Spain and forwarded to the Central Court of Instruction No. 2 of the National Court within the case that, due to alleged corruption and money laundering, the construction company Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas is being followed, they're known as FCC, for the works awarded to it in Panama during that period. The UCO Money Laundering Group details the works for which Martinelli and his Zero Circle demanded the payment of a percentage for each contract awarded during his government. According to the report, to which La Prensa has obtained access, the millionaire sum came from overprices charged for the awarded works, as well as from inflating the prices of steel used for Line 1 of the Metro, a work that the Brazilian Odebrecht company built in a consortium with FCC. Substantial funds that reach community boards in the municipality of Charme, that's in West Panama, through the parallel decentralization, will be managed by the area representative, and that is José María Junior Herrera from the Cambio Democrático, the CD party. This was revealed on Thursday by the mayor of Charme, Abdul Juliao, in the Cuatro Poder program, which is broadcast by Telemetro. The official denounced that while the resources of his municipality are not enough to meet the needs of the community, the deputy Herrera receives millions through the communal boards that he controls. Among the privileged community boards with the money from parallel decentralization is that of Bejuco, whose representative, Francisco Leon, has received $2,070,000. The mayor emphasized that this is one of the community boards that he, this is Herrera, manages. Tulial insisted that the municipality of Charme, by a miracle, can pay the bill. Next week I have to fire people because the money is not enough to pay the payroll. The government took $2 million from me because of the pandemic, and I see these beauties coming out, he revealed. He also gave as an example the poor state of the district health centre. He continued pointing out to the deputy that they have given him a little bit of money and he's not done anything in Charme. He has a chart here. They are the people whom are going to get paid and do nothing. He sponsors parties, carnivals and all these issues. He sponsors, but nothing for the people, he recounted. A complaint for alleged unjustified enrichment by the director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, was filed on Thursday afternoon at the Comptroller General of the Republic by the lawyer Yasir Del Cid. Del Cid, who claims to be a member of the Association of Lawyers for Health of Panama, maintains in his complaint that in the CSS there is irregular management of the tenders, since on occasions they have awarded to people close to the director, Lau Cortez. He explained that among the actions that are questioned by the company are the award for a contract for the sum of $168 million for the storage and distribution of medicines for a period of 4 years. Now, this contract was awarded to the Consorcio Salud en Control, made up of the companies Intercontinental de Medicamentos, SADCV and PMG Logistic Corp, although he did not give any details of the alleged anomalies in this case. The complaint also mentions a tender for the award of a contract to develop a system for the assembly of 4 oxygen-producing plants, which will require an investment of $101.2 million. Now, this project was presented by the CSS administration on the 22nd of September of 2022, but to date it has not been awarded. And in this case, Del Cid also did not specify the alleged irregularities. Del Cid explained that it is necessary for the comptroller to review the actions of Lau Cortez on all the management and allocation of the tenders carried out by that institution. For his part, Lau Cortez rejected the complaint filed by Del Cid before the comptroller as reckless and suspicious. In a personal statement that was distributed this Thursday afternoon to the media, he clarified that everything related to this patrimonial status has been declared complying with the requirements of the law. Lau Cortez also pointed out that it is prudent to warn citizens to remain alert to attacks that may arise from groups interested in diminishing the management for the benefit of the insured. And the National Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the United States, NOAA, or NOAA for its acronym in English, declared the presence of the El Niño phenomenon and announced its prolongation during the coming months. NOAA explained that the consensus of international prediction models indicate, with probabilities greater than 90%, that El Niño will strengthen this year. In addition, the phenomenon will extend during 2024. The Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama has echoed the NOAA statement on the officialization of the presence of El Niño, and as the official entity for climatological issues, we announce that we are already in the presence of this event, said the general director of the entity, Luz Graciela de Calzadilla. Calzadilla said that since the end of March, the Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama have warned about the phenomenon, and in May the entity reported that the warming of the waters in the equatorial Pacific Ocean was affecting the beginning of the rainy season and the behavior of rainfall in Panama. In Panama, the presence of El Niño conditions will cause a decrease in rainfall in the regions located on the slope of the Pacific Ocean and increase the number of consecutive days without rain. However, short-term intense rainfall may be recorded, said the official. In Panama, the climatic phenomenon is associated with the increase in air temperature and a decrease in relative humidity. Consequently, the evapotranspiration process is accelerated and evaporation on the ground. It must be remembered that the Cabinet Council in this session on the 30th of May declared a state of environmental emergency throughout the country in the face of prolonged drought as a consequence of the climate crisis that is affecting the world. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of the items in the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this Friday morning for The Breakfast Show.